I'm Alana Medlock, and you're listening to the WGXC News Update. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail, bridges in Durham, Leeds, and Wyndham will undergo repairs this month. The work is being done by the Greene County Highway Department. The repairs will close or alter traffic patterns on the bridges for 4 to 5 weeks. The bridges are located on Route 23B in Leeds, a historic structure also known as the Stone Bridge on County Route 27 in Durham and on County Route 65 in Wyndham. Work will be done on the roadbed, bridge railings, and support bearings for each span. Greene County Highway Superintendent Robert Van Valkenburg said the cost for all these projects is an estimated $2.5 million, with state and federal funds paying 95% of the cost. While work is being done, the bridges may be closed to traffic in one or both directions. Van Valkenburg said, quote, "The project should take 4 or 5 weeks, and there may be some traffic issues to go with it, but the end product will be better bridges for Greene County," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. CBS Sports is reporting for the first time since 1964, New York has won the Little League World Series. The team from Endwell, Broome County won the title game 2-1 over the team from South Korea in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Sunday, October 28th. South Korea was looking to capture its second title in 3 years. Quote, "It was all of our last years in Little League, so it's just awesome to know we all came together and we're the best team in the world," end quote. Connor Rush told his hometown paper, the Binghamton Press and Sun Bulletin. Rush's single in the fourth inning scored the game's first run. New York beat the team from Goodlettsville, Tennessee for the U.S. championship on Saturday. South Korea beat the team from Panama to win the international championship. The last New York team to win the Little League World Series was a club from Staten Island 52 years ago. Read the full story at cbssports.com. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York, the state Senate Tuesday, August 30th, will hold the first of 3 legislative hearings on the Hoosick Falls water crisis and statewide water quality issues. The hearing Tuesday will be chaired by State Senator Kathy Marchione and held at Hoosick Falls High School. Marchione delayed calling the hearings until after the Assembly and members of Congress said they were necessary. On September 7th, the State Assembly and Senate will hold a joint hearing in Albany on water quality issues. And on September 12th, the Assembly will hold a water quality hearing on Long Island. Hundreds of Hoosick Falls residents have been found to have elevated levels of PFOA in their bloodstream. The chemical was used for years by local factories and made its way into the local water supply. Among the questions expected to be asked during the hearings, why did it take so long for local, state, and federal regulators to sound a public alarm? What will St. Gobain and Honeywell be expected to pay for? And why is there no biomonitoring program in place for the impacted communities? Read the full story at Politico New York. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.